This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair at 8:20 on a Wednesday morning. It is this time each week we bring you Issues of the Environment. It's a weekly feature aimed at bringing you important local environmental information. Today we're going to be talking recycling and more. Ann Arbor residents likely know Recycle Ann Arbor best for its curbside recycling efforts, but it does so much more. And this year it's rolled out some new programs that further enhance the community's ability to keep waste out of landfills and to build a more sustainable way of living. Our guest this morning is Recycle Ann Arbor's Outreach and Zero Waste Coordinator, Christine Chesler-Stahl. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, as we think about Recycle Ann Arbor, I think I mentioned it, curbside recycling is the first thing that comes to mind, and it is exceedingly important. How much waste does the curbside recycling program keep out of landfills on an annual basis?
I actually was just able to talk with the city's coordinator, solid waste coordinator, and we had last year a 50% diversion rate of recycling and compost. So we were able to keep about 50% of the waste from the city of Ann Arbor out of the landfill.
That's extraordinary.
Yeah, we're doing pretty good. You know, obviously there's the education curve that we've just got to continue educating the new residents, the new students. Ann Arbor is really a turnover city. There's so many new people moving in and out. So
it's an ongoing process.
Exactly. It always is.
Now, there are three full-service recycling stations. We have the drop-off station, the reuse center, and the Jackson Road location, which used to be known as Calvert's. How much waste did these centers keep out of the landfill in addition to what we do on the curbside and the household waste?
Yeah, really good question. I know statistically the drop-off station typically recycles about 50% of the waste that is brought there. So people can also bring, obviously, just trash. So that's why only about 50% of what comes in is recycled. Mm-hmm. The other facilities I don't have statistics on, but definitely they're doing great things out there. Obviously, the reuse center is keeping out materials that can be reused from the landfill, furniture, households, urban wood, all of that good stuff. And then the Jackson Road facility is keeping out from the landfill all the construction material. So they specialize in construction and demolition material.
Now, Michigan is known as a state with an overabundance of landfill space. Therefore, dumping the trash is cheap. Why isn't that an attractive option? I mean, it certainly seems to be to Canada and to neighboring states. You know, send your trash to Michigan. It's very cheap.
Sure, sure. Obviously, you know, landfill space, like you said, it's everywhere. It's cheap to landfill items. But really, that's the end of the road there. Recycling and reusing materials, rather than putting them in the landfill, gives things a second life. Obviously, we want to conserve the natural resources that we have. They're finite, so certainly we want to try and recycle and reuse as much as possible. Additionally, recycling creates more jobs than landfilling. So you have the processing of the disposal and then, of course, of just putting materials into recycled form.
This is Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair, and we're talking recycling, waste reduction, and more with Christine Chesler-Stahl. Christine is Recycle Ann Arbor's Outreach and Zero Waste Coordinator. Now, this year, Recycle Ann Arbor did, in fact, expand its efforts and trying to further reduce the amount of kinds of waste that we put in the landfill. You've added hard drive and secure document shredding, mattress recycling, vinyl siding recycling, textile recycling, and collection for reuse. Now, why expand to these items?
We were actually getting a lot of customer call-ins and emails, and even just when they're at our facilities, requesting these particular options for recycling, asking us, you know, why don't you recycle mattresses? Why can't
we
do
that?
We didn't have the space, actually. We also didn't have the contact with the vendor over at Michigan Recycling in Gaylord. In Gaylord, Michigan. So really, new management came in this past year, and also we were just with the space issue. We were ready to just expand and get these different recycling options in there.
Now, some of the materials we've talked about, particularly the mattresses with the fire retardants that are in there and the vinyl siding recycling, construction materials, they have a lot of toxic chemicals.
Exactly.
And if left to deteriorate in the landfills, have the potential to cause harm to the health of the immediate environment and the aquifer water supplies that go out into the rest of the region, correct?
Exactly, yes. They can, you know, just sit there and leach into the leachate of the landfill. So we want to get those things out of the landfill. And like I mentioned before, they have a reuse purpose, especially with the mattresses. You can, at the Michigan Mattress Recyclers, they can fillet them, and we can use the steel in there, the wood, the cotton, and those can all get turned into other items.
Beyond the water, is there a human health advantage to these expanded services?
Sure, definitely. You know, creating these recycling efforts and keeping the materials out of the landfill obviously reduces the pollution, the greenhouse gases, and just gives people an opportunity to dispose of their waste in a proper manner.
How are the costs of these expanded services being covered in your nonprofit, meaning relatively small budget?
Yes. So we do have some fees involved with the drop-off station. There is a $3 entry fee for anybody that wants to come and drop off general recyclables. But obviously with what we call harder to recycle items like the mattresses or the hard drive shredding, those special services, there's fees involved with those. And you can check out our website, recycleannarbor.org, and there's a full price list on there that covers those.
Once again, you are listening to Issues of the Environment, and we continue on 89.1 WEMU. David Fair here, and this morning I'm joined by Christine Chesler-Stahl. Christine is Recycle Ann Arbor's Outreach and Zero Waste Coordinator. Zero waste, it sounds excellent. Have we ever really achieved zero waste at any of the events that Recycle Ann Arbor is involved in?
We have not. Recycle Ann Arbor has been doing zero waste in some capacity for probably about 6 or 7 years, starting with the Earth Day Festival. The past 2 years, though, we were able to really ramp up these services and offer them to the community through the Ann Arbor Community Foundation grant, which allowed us to purchase new bin systems for recycling, compost, and then trash management. So the closest we've gotten to zero waste was last year at the Homegrown Food Festival. They were able to have a 96% diversion rate.
Including food waste?
Including food waste, yes. And obviously, if you've been to the Homegrown Food Festival, you know.
You're preaching to the choir there.
Yeah, you're preaching to the choir, but it's also focused on food. So certainly to have a 96% diversion rate with all of that food around was amazing.
So what is the goal for zero waste in moving forward on each ensuing year?
The goal, obviously, is to get close to 100% as much as possible. With these festivals, we want to make sure that people know that as long as they're diverting the waste, they're doing a successful job. Zero waste, a lot of people get bogged down with the idea that it has to be 100%. But we just did the Huron River Day Festival for the first time this year, and I believe they got to about a 90% diversion rate. And for the first year, that was a huge success to me.
That had to be a huge step up from the year before.
Exactly.
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 Right. So as we move into the future, are there plans for further service expansion at Recycle Ann Arbor?
There are. Definitely we are in the works, with undergoing the name change at the Jackson Road facility. We're in the works of undergoing some new services out there, too. So nothing really to talk about today. Hopefully in future months we'll be able to talk a little bit more about that. But certainly expanding those services in the west side of Ann Arbor to be more of a drop-off station like we have out in the East Ellsworth location.
And beyond the drop-off and the recycling there, let's go back to the Reuse Center for just a moment. The holiday season is coming up, and it's a great way to do sustainably get gifts.
Exactly. This past, Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, we wanted to give the community a local option and a reusable option to go shopping rather than go shopping at a big box store, or possibly come to us after you went shopping at a big box store. And so we did a sale which amounted to about 20% off of all merchandise for the entire weekend. Even though the sale is over, we do encourage people to obviously, like you said, shop sustainably and shop reuse.
We thank you so much for your time, and we'll look forward to talking to you next year.
Thank you.
That is Christine Chesler-Stahl. Christine is Recycle Ann Arbor's Outreach and Zero Waste Coordinator. I'm David Fair, and I invite you to join us again next week for Issues of the Environment. It's every Wednesday at 8:20 as part of Morning Edition. This is a segment produced cooperatively between the Washtenaw County Environmental Health Division and the News Department at 89.1 WEMU.